All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Chris Hoch, top of the hour. We're going to break down the Chargers. We're going to break down the win in Denver. We're definitely going to ask Chris about a much talked about comment he had after the game the other day regarding Broderick Jones, where he sort of questioned how interested Jones was back at training camp. So that's going to be hot. Hot talk with Hokie. Coming up for sure. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And yesterday, the General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, presented a Sidney Crosby rookie card, which he said is a rather hot property in itself. And your chance to win that comes by going on our website, 937thefan.com, to the contesting page. Right around noon today or tomorrow. Give it a shot. All right, let's get back to the Pirates for a minute, because it's right up in our faces now. The clinching the division for the Brewers last night. Them celebrating in their clubhouse, spraying around the champagne. And I still remember how unbelievably surreal it was to be in that kind of clubhouse with the Pirates in 2013 when they clinched that wild card berth. And how amazing that was. And when they beat the Reds in the wild card game, more champagne. I can't actually, did they clinch at home? I don't remember. But those 3 years were soaked in champagne, even though they didn't win a playoff series. And I was definitely in the room when they beat the Reds. And it was just unbelievable and so great to see Neil Walker with the goggles on spraying champagne and Clint Hurdle telling us abso-buckin-lutely, yes, sir. We're here. We're a team to be reckoned with. And there they were in that room. And everybody was getting sprayed. If you went into the room, you were going to have champagne. You were going to be champagne soaked. And it was great. And unfortunately, it was extremely brief. And it was the exception rather than the rule. It was a blip of this quarter century since the year 2000. They've now played pretty soon 25 full seasons, 21 of them losing seasons. And it comes back to the owner. Now, let's just be honest about that. It comes back to the owner. And the Brewers, I wrote this in the Post-Gazette today, that if Bob Nutting can feel shame, then what he should be most ashamed about is watching what the Brewers do from a smaller market, what they've done internationally, what they've done in terms of hiring GMs and managers and making incredible trades and signings and just beating the Pirates and everybody else in that division every single year. From a smaller market. Look at Jackson Chourio. Look at that. The Pirates built that Latin American academy. They've gotten nothing out of it. They used to talk about it a lot, how this was going to produce players, and they're spending money there. You know, look at the other places we're spending money. The Latin American Academy. Within a few years here, this goes back to Littlefield. Isn't that when they built this thing? We're going to build this, and we're going to have a big advantage in the international market. It has produced virtually nobody. Nobody. The Brewers go out on the international market a few years ago and signed this outfielder out of Venezuela for $1.9 million. couple years later, they signed Chorio before he ever plays a major league game. I think he had played six games above double A to an $82 million contract. That's how confident they are in their evaluations. And now you look today, and this kid, a 20-year-old rookie, has a better OPS than any Pirates regular. Look at what happened last offseason. You want to compare Brewers and Pirates? Look what happened last offseason. I think this dynamic was best represented by what each team did at first base. The Pirates went the cheap route, big surprise, by spending $3.2 million on Rowdy Tellez, right? $3.2 million. About a month later, the Brewers went out and got Rhys Hoskins and spent $34 million, or at least signed him to a $34 million two-year contract, one they could opt out of after this season, but I don't think they will, because Hoskins has 25 home runs and 74 RBIs. Rowdy has 13 home runs and 55 RBIs. Some of their other numbers are similar, because Rowdy got really hot as the Pirates drifted away. When it was winning time early, Hoskins helped the Brewers get off to a great start, which was incredibly important for them, because they'd been crushed in the offseason with the loss of their manager, the loss of their ace, Corbin Burns, the loss of several other players too. Devin Williams, their closer. I mean, they needed, nobody thought they were going to win this year. Their over-under, I think, was 78.5, 79.5 wins. They were right there with the Pirates. But guess what? They made a bunch of better moves than the Pirates, and this was one. And as of May 11th, a little more than a month into the season, Hoskins already had nine home runs, and an OPS over 800, and Rowdy was maybe the worst hitter in baseball not named Key Brian Hayes. That move was very, very symbolic. And now here are the Brewers winning again. And if you want to compare Nutting's tenure to Brewers owner, Mark Annanasio, I believe is how you pronounce that. He came aboard in Milwaukee in 2005. Nutting was named principal owner here in 2007, although obviously his family was heavily involved before that. So just compare it since 2007. That's 18 seasons with these two owners. Did I mention that Milwaukee's in a smaller market? We back?
We're back.
Welcome back, City Limits. It's wonderful to be with you today.
It's great to be with you. Those sometimes just catch you off guard a little bit. I knew it was coming, but I did not know when.
No, it is important. But as far as this Brewers-Pirates comparison, yeah, the two owners, Attanasio in Milwaukee, Nutting here. Let's just go since 2007 when Bob Nutting became the principal owner. That's 18 seasons. Attanasio, 12 winning records, 7 playoff appearances, 5 division titles, and a .523 winning percentage. Nutting, 4 winning seasons, 3 playoff appearances, 0 division titles, and a .456 winning percentage. And oh, by the way, the Pirates, after tearing the organization down again and building it back up, they've done it twice in that span, might not even reach last season's pedestrian win total of 76. The Brewers, despite massive offseason losses and massive injuries to key players, most recently Christian Yelich, who was having a great year out for the season, they're getting ready for the playoffs again. And man, if I'm a Pirates fan, last night really was just galling to me, as the Pirates clinch yet another non-winning season and the Brewers clinch the division.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
You are a Pirate fan. City Limits, how did that hit you, or how does it hit you?
You know, Joe, to this point, I'm kind of numb to it.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't expect anything different after the trade deadline. They didn't go out and make substantial moves. They could have got Rhys Hoskins instead of Rowdy Tellez. Their manager gets poached by a division rival. Craig Counsell goes to the Cubs.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee still finishes well above Chicago. And clinches the division with a week left. A week left. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot where you win your division with still 10 games left to go.
First team in the National League to clinch a postseason berth, your Milwaukee Brewers.
Exactly. So it's frustrating beyond all levels. But again, it doesn't surprise me. And that's the problem. The fact that it doesn't surprise me and I'm just so like, whatever to this point, no more meaningful baseball in September again, is exactly what the problem is here. Because we've gotten to a point where, again, at this point of the season, for truly, I mean, you can count the 82 and 80 year in 2018. This is going on almost 10 years now.
Guy named Joe Lechman tweets in, I know the fan is the flagship of the Pirates, but why must you talk about them every day? I don't. Why won't any sports reporter ever say that Nunning is the number one problem with the Pirates? Think about the delusion. Think about the utter delusion. I just did for the 8 trillionth time since I've been in Pittsburgh and covering the Pirates have said what the number one problem is, Joe. So does every other sports reporter. Everybody agrees. Everybody. You, every reporter, me. I've spent 20 years saying that. What are you possibly looking at or hearing? You didn't just hear the last segment? Oh, my God. The level of delusion with people like Joe is just, it's mind-blowing. What are you listening to? I just did a complete breakdown of the owner here versus the owner in Milwaukee. I just wrote about it for the 8 trillionth time. It's amazing to me.
We all know.
I want to go to this guy's house and interview him. And I want to play for him like just a sentence, and say, Joe, I just said the sky is blue. What did you hear? Let's hear your interpretation of what I said. The sky is blue. Your turn, Joe. Go ahead and talk. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We all know what the problem is. But at the same time, I think a lot of people just don't see a light at the end of the tunnel that the problem will ever change. And that's a big part of it.
It's amazing. I'm just shaking my head here. I just spent an hour talking about what the problem is, that it begins and ends, really, with the owner. I opened the show by saying the great irony here, if in fact this is the definition of irony, and I'm not sure it is that Bob Nutting and Travis Williams had a chance to bring over a guy who helped build the Brewers to what they are. Matt Arnold was the assistant GM in Milwaukee and a finalist for the GM post here with Ben Cherington, and they hired the wrong guy. Bob Nutting hired the wrong guy. Matt Arnold has made unbelievable move after move to keep the Brewers atop that division. Contreras, he traded for in a three-team deal. Adames, he traded for in what was seen as sort of not a big, huge trade, but he's become an absolute star at shortstop. All kinds of little moves around the edges, while Ben Cherington goes out and trades for Brian De La Cruz and makes all kinds of moves around the edges that don't work, and somehow has a farm system that's getting worse, even though the team tanked for 4 years for draft picks. But old Joe is sitting there saying, why don't you blame Nutting? Everybody is, everybody does, and everybody's been blaming him rightfully for 20 years.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
It is truly the most incredible thing that I've seen in Pittsburgh sports. It truly is. Here comes Hokie walking in the building. This is rather incrinculant. Hello, Christopher. What's your middle name?
Christopher.
Christopher Lee Hoke. What a man you've become. I'm Joseph Raymond Starkey. What's your middle name?
I'm Austin Ray Bechtold. How about that?
Both of us, Ray.
Yes.
Huh?
I knew that. You did not.
How are you, Hokie?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Good. You look great.
Just trying to keep things moving.
You showed me a photo of Casey Hampton last week. This guy lost an entire Casey Hampton.
He looks great.
He's half the man he used to be in a good way.
He just decided to get in shape, and he started to work out really hard and just in a different way, right? Not to bulk up, but just to get keep his weight down. He looks fantastic.
Love that guy. Really. We're going to talk, by the way, because he's on the list of Hall of Fame nominees this year, as is the Farrier Pigeon, who
two
you
great
played
players.
With.
Was he great? Two great players. Oh, James Farrier made our jobs easy.
James Farrier was a violent football player and a really smart football player. Would you acknowledge that he was the leader of those defenses?
There's no question about it. Listen, he was a very smart football player. He was always a little undersized. By the time you get to midseason, he lost weight and he had a hard time keeping it on. And he was just so fast, but his intellect, his football IQ was so high that he just was always able to be in the right place at the right time. And that's why he was a first-round draft pick. That's why he played so long in the NFL, was the leader of the defense when he was with the Jets. And then when he came here, leader of the Steelers defense.
We're going to talk about all of that.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about this matchup. We're going to talk about the Broncos game. We're going to talk about the Broderick Jones dilemma. It's all on the table here, Hokie.
It's all on the table. Let's go.
We have a gigantic hour ahead. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 81 today with cloudy skies. All Steelers for the 11 o'clock hour. That ought to make Joe Lekman happy. And that's the topic at hand here. Have we talked a lot of Pirates? I don't think so. There hasn't been much to talk about. But on a day when the Brewers clinch the division and the Pirates clinch a non-winning season, it seems appropriate. Did I mention that Milwaukee's a smaller market than Pittsburgh?
No,
or
you have not.
Haven't I mentioned that yet?
No, you have not.
Thank you, City Limits. All right. Joe Patochnik and his mustache. Always a wonderful topic. I've golfed with this guy many, many times. And when we're out at a golf event, people come up to us. They don't want to talk to me, obviously. They don't even want to talk to Joe. They want to talk to his mustache. He has a talking mustache, Hokie.
Talking mustache?
Yeah, and it signs autographs.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's incredible. It truly is.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.